Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What it was for. It could have been for anything.
Yeah.
Good morning, Lee. There you go. Happy Friday, right? Okay. Waiting for this to adjust. Okay. Want to start the show this morning with a correction. I have misled you all week. And I'm not entirely to blame, okay? Doge was not totally clear on this. So I'm a victim here, right? Because everyone's a victim now. So I might as well be, right?
That's right.
Yes. So I want to start the show with a correction. I told you that $4.7 trillion went out the door of the Treasury to places unknown. Nobody knows where the money went. Untraceable. Which is normally how, like, say, drug cartels deal in our federal government, right? Well, I thought that was total. So I've been saying $4.7 trillion. Doge found $4.7 trillion. Again, did I mention trillion? Not billion. I mean $4.7 trillion out the door. Untraceable. No one at the Treasury can say where it went. I thought that was total, Lee. No. That's every year. That's every year.
Shocking.
It's shocking. And I didn't realize that till last night, till I saw the Doge interview with the Doge boys. And the, when Elon Musk has tweeted about this and the Doge account has tweeted about this, they just say, well, we found $4.7 trillion. I assumed that was like over a decade or something. And I really was hoping, I looked everywhere for the time frame, even searched it out on Grok and nobody could find it. I guess they just never said before. No, it's every year. Untraceable. No idea who it went to. Not a clue. But this story has a happy ending, Lee. This is the biggest story of the week. I've made it huge. I've been banging my head going, why isn't anyone else talking about this? This is fraud, theft, and graft on a scale that honestly probably per capita is the greatest in human history. Just the scale on which we do it inside America's government. $5 trillion a year, Musk clarified. No idea where it's going. Now, before you get mad, this story has a happy ending. It's called Saturday. Saturday was the day the fraud detection and prevention system written by Doge went into effect. On just Saturday, 300 and almost $40 million worth of fraudulent payments were stopped. Just Saturday. We're not going into Sunday, Lee. Just Saturday. No codes, no destination, no filled in fields. Who knows? Who would it could be? The Russians? Cartel somewhere? Or maybe a legitimate expenditure? Can't say. I mean, just wow. Just wow.
You know, I occasionally will see a charge on something in our bank account, and I'll ask my wife, did you order this? Yeah, yeah, okay, cool. I mean, you pay attention to that stuff in your checking account. If you see something you don't recognize, apparently not in the federal government budget.
By the way, if you want to know who might be responsible for this, I mean, it's just a theory, okay? I can't prove it. I think a clue would be to ask ourselves this question. Who is burning down Tesla dealerships, right?
Right.
Have you seen a Republican doing that?
No.
Not even one?
No.
Not even one. Now, I'm sure some Republicans on dole out there, but yes, Democrats burning down Tesla dealerships and Democrat-appointed judges letting them off to encourage more burning of Tesla dealerships. No one's died yet, but if they keep going long enough, I'm sure somebody will.
I do want to point out the difference. Now, a year or two ago, you used to see stories about, you know, some guy with a pickup truck with a MAGA or Trump sticker on it parking in front of a Tesla charger.
Mm-hmm.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay. Rude. You shouldn't do that because obviously you're not going to be plugging it in. But they would, you know, that would go viral. They would pitch a fit about that. But yet now the left, they burn the Tesla superchargers and they burn the Teslas and in some cases have even shot at the dealerships. It's just a little bit of a political difference that's going on here.
And again, left-wing judges let them off because that might interfere with their transition transgender hormone schedule.
Yeah, I saw that. It's like, okay.
What? That judge is mocking us, Lee.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's mocking us. Yes. They're mocking us.
Well, mocking the entire nation.
Yes, mocking the entire nation. But back to the $5 trillion, okay? Here's Jesse Waters interviewing the guys of Doge on that $5 trillion.
A lot of great work at the Treasury this week. One of the crazy things at with regards to the Treasury is that when a payment is made and the computers at the Treasury actually pay about $5 trillion per year, like crazy amounts, there was formerly not a budget code on there. So if a payment was made, you didn't know actually what it was for. It could have been for anything.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Here's what's amazing. On Saturday, when this thing went live, and they didn't tweet about it until midweek, so we didn't know, the Doge team. When this thing went live, here's what was hitting the system. Stuff with no codes, so we don't know. The code's supposed to match a section of the budget, right? Congress passes. It's got to match a section where they've allocated it by law, right? Okay, so they either did not have the code to match any section. They sent in a code that didn't work. It was illegitimate. It was off. It was wrong, right? Or get this. All the money had already been spent, but they were trying to draw it down anyway. This is my favorite. Or the program had long since expired. Sometimes years and even decades ago, one of the programs 40 years ago expired. Hadn't been in a budget for 40 years. No funding allocated, but the system was built, listen to this, to if you just requested it, the money would go.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a big order for dial-up modems.
Could be. There, in other words, if you request, think about this for a minute. If you knew to request money from the Treasury system, right, to put in a request, you could put it in and it would just go to you. This is like a drawdown bank. If you knew about it and you had the credentials to access it, you could request $20 million, no codes, no explanation, totally untraceable. I mean, they have the bank account it was sent to, but for what? Nobody knows. And the money would go. It would go. I'm going to have more on that coming up in the next segment. We actually met Big Balls. He explained how this worked, okay? It would go. And so he said, what I've been doing for the last few weeks, and they asked him, what's he been doing? He said, I've been walking around, and they just as an example, one $20 million transactions, but there was billion-dollar transactions. He started walking around the Treasury, walking around these agencies. Where's his $20 million going? And he's working his way, you know, down the ladder, up the ladder, down the ladder. Does anybody know? Who's it going to? No, we don't know. Do you know? No, I don't know. Can you give me a general budget category? But what are we spending it on? I don't know. Nobody knows. No. I mean, we would know. All they do is put the request into the system and it goes. People at least should be in prison.
Yeah, it's called fraud.
Are we even, here's a question. Are we even really broke? I mean, like, could we balance the budget? Who have we been paying with our, what are we into now, Lee? Grandchildren's money? Is it grandchildren?
Oh, probably great-grandchildren at this
really?
Point, man. Yeah.
What are we up to? $37 trillion in debt. And what do you hear what they spent it on? But again, don't get mad. Doge has stopped this at an incredible cost to Elon Musk, a true patriot. I'm glad there still are some out there. He has given us all such a gift. Coming up next, we will meet Big Balls.